Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, snuggle coats does something quite interesting with old fur coats. What's the take on this?
Yeah, we get people to donate their old fur coats to us, and we repurpose them into snuggle coats and then send them off to animal carers and wildlife parks to help animals, orphan animals mainly.
This is amazing. So you're actually repurposing one of the kind of cruelest garments that could be imagined to help animals.
Yeah, it's sort of giving back to the animals. I mean, we hope that we're partially counteracting the cruelty of the past with the fur coats and returning it to where it should belong.
Look, there's often been an idea of, like, you know, this big question about what do we do with fur that already exists, because it does, I'm inclined to agree, seems that destroying it is actually just doubling down on how pointless it was to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are just throwing it out, or they, you know, contribute to landfill by just doing that. So this way we're actually repurposing it back to where it belongs, and we're also bringing light to the fur industry, so it's a dual purpose sort of thing.
Now, you've been doing this since around 2014. When did you first come up with the idea?
I saw an article in social media about a similar program in America, and I thought, well, if they can do it there, we can do it here. So I just started it and gave it a go.
Did you contact a lot of animal care places, or were they sort of on board from the get-go?
No, because a lot of people thought it was a bit strange. So I had to persevere, and then the program sort of flowed where people went, yeah, I get what you're doing. And then it sort of floats from there and people got on board. I mean, there's still a lot of groups who haven't heard of us, so we're still in early days. It's only 2 years, so it's getting there.
Look, what do the furs actually do for these animals? I mean, what's a snuggle coat actually kind of fixing?
Snuggle coats, they sort of give, well, they comfort the animal, and they're better than any sort of man-made product. So an animal receives the fur, they might have lost their mom, and they've got the fur coat around them, and they think, wow, this feels like mom, I feel safe, I feel comfortable, now I can sleep. So it's also been used to raise body temperatures of orphan animals, and also used as enrichment in wildlife parks.
This is a bit heartbreaking, really, to think of it that way.
It is, but if it's something that we can do to help animals, then that's perfect. Perfect solution.
Now, are you getting the fur coats via donation, or are you out there scouring op shops?
I don't buy. Initially, I bought a fur because I had to. I didn't have any in my wardrobe. but now we have so much fur at the moment. So in 2 years, we've collected over 400 furs, which shows you how much is out there.
Wow.
Huge amount.
That's incredible. So, look, I mean, if people wanted to help out, should they be sending you more, or have you got more than you can work with at the moment?
No, they can send it to me, because I'd rather get them out of circulation, and sooner or later we'll get a lot more animal groups on board and send it out, because it can only be used a certain amount of times before it gets too dirty and breaks down and that sort of thing. So definitely keep sending me your furs in.
And now that's at snugglecoats.org, is that right?
That's right, or you can find me on Facebook as well, and I'll message you there.
Lisa, this is absolutely amazing stuff, and a really nice take on the age-old question of what do we do with animal products that, you know, we now acknowledge as cruel, but it seems a bit wasteful to throw them out. Thanks for chatting this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.